Blog Talk Radio.
Come on. I was trying to put it on. Oh, shoot.
No.
Hang on, I'll get the other one. Don't worry.
Okay. Inside Frolic.
There it is.
High on a mountain in western Montana, a silhouette moves across a cinnamon sky. Riding alone on a horse he called Music, with a song on his lips and a tear in his eye. Dreams of a time and a lady that loved him, and how he would sing her sweet lullaby. But we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the lady, and ooh, he made some sigh. Now he rides away on a horse he called Music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye.
He rode the Music from Boston to Bozeman for not too much money, way too much ride. Those were the days when a horse he called Music jumped through the moon and sailed across the sky.
Now all that's left is a time-worn old cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by and by.
Trailing along is a horse with no rider, a horse he called Memories, he used to ride.
And he sang, ooh, to the lady, ooh, they damn near lay down and die.
Now he rides away on a horse he called Music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eyes.
High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky,
marking the place where a horse he called Music
lays with a cowboy in the sweet by and by.
And dedicated that to my sweet, sweet Charabelle, who passed on 2 weeks ago, and I want to thank everybody who has come together to help and to relate the loss and to care. I wish I could count the blind agencies in on that, but I can't. They don't give one day. All right, Inner Sight, and before we start the frolic, I want to let everybody know that the last two nights that we weren't on was not our fault.
Mm-hmm.
The fault of the Blog Talk Radio.
Of course.
And they should do something about it. They should have a backup system. We paid
That's
them.
Right.
We didn't fail them. They failed us. They got their money. Now, I don't like what they're doing.
Me neither.
All right, Inner Sight, Frolic, around the world. Give me some philosopher music in there. Let's see.
Yes.
One more time. Keep it going. Hello there, folks. This is your disabled, friendly philosopher with a word to the wise. If you don't want to get electrocuted, stay away from Tesla. They're the worst in the world. Yeah, 267... collision with fatalities. That's horrible. Yeah, they want to make the money, see? They don't care about what's going on with the people. Keep that philosopher going in the background.
Yeah, no, it's
yeah.
giving
so,
me a hard time.
So, yeah, all about money, see? They're only interested in the money. They're going to build a car and have with no drive. Well, GM Motors, they quit doing that, according to the news, anyway. They realized that it's stupid to have a car with no driver. You can't even get people to drive right when they're in the car. How are you going to get them to drive when there's nobody in there? Yeah. And you know what's going to happen? If it hasn't happened already, somebody's going to get in one of those cars and their ass is going to stick to the seat like the electric chair. Brrr, you cut that. Their ass is going to start getting on fire. I'm going to call the fire department, the police department, the woman sewer crew, and everybody else to get them out. See? Do you think Tesla cares about that? He doesn't care, that stupid guy. What's his name, Malamic? Whatever his name is. Malamic is a llama. It's being a llama. So stay away from those stupid cars. You wanna have a car with an invisible driver? Yeah, you know what you do? Go down to the local toy store and get one of those little toy cars and make believe. Will you stop that? Stupid people. What kind of morons do things like this? All about money. 268 crashes already. And the government, warned them or stopped them or something. I don't know what they did. They finally paid them off. There's another trial coming up. Lamech with the government paid them off. All right, this is your disabled friendly philosopher. Beware of any car that moves with nobody in it. Yeah, maniacs all over the place. All right, Inner Sight, and Oh, we got a great show for you tonight. Louie will be here, hopefully, if he doesn't forget or get lost on the way to the studio. The search for Jimmy Dinigan's saga continues. Yeah. Oh, the latest on Dinigan, we'll have a exclusive report. A little old lady spotted him. Yeah. Out up in someplace upstate New York. Yeah. We're gonna get Gertie to give us a full report on Dinigan and its description and everything else. All right. So you won't hear that anywhere else, you know, only on InnerSight.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the story about a friend of mine who has a show, him and his partner. What's the name of that show?
I don't know. You never told me.
On the Facebook.
You never told me.
Show on the Facebook, you know?
No, I don't.
Rainbow? Yeah,
Rainbow. Probably.
Rainbow who?
Rainbow Sprinkles Boutique.
Oh, all right. Yeah, on the Rainbow Boutique. And they got a weird caller on there. We'll tell you about that coming up. All right, InnerSight, give me some...
We have some callers, by the way.
Oh, give me some Lauren Hardy on the
Lauren
music.
Lauren Hardy? Hang on.
Lauren Hardy, here we go.
Oh, man. Damn, hold on. They want to give me a headache.
Stop talking, damn it.
Sorry, but that's the truth. I can't get it, Frank. It's not going. I can't see it this way. What'd they do?
What happened to my music?
It's not clicking. That's what's happening.
Aw, come on. Make it.
I'm being serious.
You're supposed to be the engineer. Do it.
I'll sing it if I have to. No, I can't do that. It don't sound right. It sounds better when you do it.
All right, we'll come back to that. Give me the honeymoons. You got honeymoons?
Yeah, I got honeymoons.
Honeymoons. We gotta go down to the bowling alley. Tonight's the big night. It's the tournament. Come on. I'm not going. What do you mean you're not going? You heard me. I'm not going bowling. All right. I know you're not going, Ralph, and I'm sure you got a good reason. I have a very good reason. And it's not because... You're afraid of Alice or anything like that. That the boys down there don't have to know that, and it's got nothing to do with Alice. I'm not going. All right. Well, we just have to lose. I tell you,
Freddie's going to take it hard. His 98-year-old mother's coming over from Jersey just to see her boy play. He's going to see him get beat and lose there. And they got three kinds of that knockwish that you like, with four types of pizza for the feast after the game, the victory feast. But I know, Ralph, when you make up your mind, that's it. You're not going. Goodbye. Come on, Norton. Let's go, pal. I knew that Neapolitan knockwish would get you. Yeah. And he comes back. His back is all... He went... Ralph? Just take it easy, Ralph. The boys had to help you up the stairs, and we don't have an elephant lip. Will you? All right. Okay. Just go ahead, fellas. Either my hands, good hands. Go ahead. Don't slam the door. Don't slam the door. Ralph, you all right? Nah, I'm burning up, Norton. I'm burning up. I got a hot head and cold feet. You know what it's like to have a hot head and cold feet? I know. I get that way any day in the sewer when it's high tide. Hot up here and cold down there. Not funny, Norton. That's why I wanted the guys to leave. See, I wanted to find out about the Alice situation. Hey, Ralph, do you mind if I make a small withdrawal from the icebox? Stay away from that icebox. I'm hungry. How can you eat at a time like this when I'm dying? What am I going to do, Norton? I'm in dire straits. Well, wait a minute, I got an idea, Ralph. Why don't you come up and stay in my apartment, and you can relax and everything, and we'll put the heating pad on, and before you know it, you'll be just like your own fat, jolly self. It's not a bad idea. Now, wait a minute. How am I going to go up in your apartment? What am I going to tell Alice? Well, now wait a minute. I know. We'll tell her that you're having another sleepwalking attack. That's it, boy, Ralph, with the plans you think up. It's a good thing you're on the side of the law. Let me see if I can straighten up. Wait a minute. Does that look normal? Well, if you're going to be an airplane spotter, here, let me... Don't touch it. How am I going to know, Ralph, that when to come downstairs with the sleepwalk? Yeah, got to have a signal. I know. I'll open the window and say, it sure looks like rain tonight. Sure looks like rain. That's it. That's the signal. Mm-hmm. Ralph, now that your troubles are almost over, you mind if I make a small withdrawal from the icebox? Stay away from that icebox! Now get up there and get ready to come down. Yeah, all right. All right, Ralph.
Come on, Ralph. It's time to go to bed.
All right, I'll be right in.
Well, come on, you know, you got to go to work tomorrow. You got that physical tomorrow for your job.
Yeah, I know. Uh-oh. Whoops, here he comes. Well, it sure looks like rain tonight.
Ralph, you're sleepwalking again.
Yeah. What am I going to do? What are we going to do, Alice?
I don't know, but it's very dangerous. You can't wake up a sleepwalker.
Can't?
No, it's dangerous.
Well, maybe I better go upstairs and follow him and stay with him and make sure that he doesn't walk off a building or something.
Yeah, Ralph. You better go up. I'll get your pajamas.
Okay. Hey, Ralph. You mind if I,
Ralph, don't forget your lunch tomorrow. I got a load of fried chicken in the ice box.
It keeps coming on.
I won't forget it, Alice. Yep, there he goes. Goes over to the ice box and he opens it up and takes out the fried chicken and starts eating. All right. Oh, so Ralph was able to go to work today, huh, Alice?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Oh, so his back wasn't hurt that much, huh?
His back?
Oh, yeah, we left him last night. He was in a lot of pain. Ed took care of him.
Oh.
Boy, I'd like to see the look on his face when he gets this trophy, huh? Make sure that he gets it, Alice.
Oh, he'll get it, all right. Gah.
Well, what's for dinner? I'm hungry.
So, Ralph, you didn't go bowling last night, huh?
No, I didn't. I decided not to go, and I better stay home and rest, knowing that I had the physical.
Well, you were so smart to do that. I guess your team lost without you, huh?
Well, I guess they had to lose. Now, what's for dinner? I'm hungry.
Well, if you had to do it over again, you'd do the same thing like you did last night, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would, definitely. And without question, and without hesitation. Now, give me my dinner. And she takes the trophy out, and she puts it on the table, and she says, "Why don't you start with this?" All right, Inside Frolic. Around the world. Yeah, Louis is coming up. Jimmy Dinigan. Now, let me just remind everyone, the Jimmy Dinigan contest, there's a $5 reward for the whereabouts of Jimmy. Now, wait a minute. $5, you know, we will send it in cash, you know. But you got to pay the postage. We don't know. Wait a minute. How are you going to do that? Well, first you send us the postage and we'll send you the $5.
What?
Well, that's the only way we can do it. See, because we're a non-profit organization, we can't be sending out money like that, and we don't know the person is disabled. So send in your postage. How much is the postage on a stamp? What is it, a couple of bucks?
You could get the stamps that you want to pay all the time. A
couple of bucks.
They were one charge. I forgot the name of it, so...
All right, so send in the postage, InnerSight, .info is the website. You can put the postage right on the PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you got any information about Jimmy. Now, we're going to have the exclusive interview coming up with the little old lady who believes that she has spotted Dinigan. But first, let me remind everyone, Shelby's Kitchen, my dear friends Tom and Michelle, out in Bellport, New York. Now, if you go over there, they close early, by the way. They only do lunch, breakfast and lunch. So they close by 2 o'clock. All right. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. And you can see a wonderful presence of Milton over there, the guide dog that was killed at that horrible school that has done absolutely nothing to replace Milton. The Guide Dog Foundation. All right. So, Shelby's Kitchen for breakfast and lunch. And let's see, again, that number, 631-286-0444. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. I want to thank them for everything in connection with Charibel, with her life, and in connection with her euthanasia.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004. Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady over there. And thank you so much for doing a search for Charibel's replacement. All right, the Big East Akita Rescue. And we're brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929, 880-7929 on the Silo. We'll be joining with them.
Yes.
On that nursing home news conference, as soon as we can get the okay on it. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, Frolics, Kennedy Realty, one of our friends. 631-888-1186. And I want to thank Gary for giving out dog food, cat food. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. If you need that dog food and cat food, give Gary a call. Once again, that number, 631-4... Hold on, let me make sure I got the right number here. 484-3085-631.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight Frolics. And thanking all the friends who have come forward and given condolences to Charibel, and we'll be more specific on that as time goes on, because I know there's going to be a lot more people. All right, let's see. Can you give me that Laura Hardy?
Yes, I can.
Not it.
I know.
Lauren Hardy.
There you go.
There it is.
It's giving me trouble.
In the way. Well, what do you mean, don't get in the way? Well, there's a fella coming over. He's a good friend of mine, see? And he's a police officer, see?
Well, what'd you do now?
I didn't do anything. He's a friend of mine, and he's gonna
He's going to demonstrate to us how we can pick up girls. Pick up girls? Well, now, wait a minute. Have you seen the size of some of those girls? You need one of those forklifts to pick them up. No. I don't mean that. I mean how to talk to them in the proper way. Oh, talk to them? Well, my mother told me how to talk to a girl. What did she say? She said, come over here, dear. Oh, dear. And if it didn't work, then she said, get your ass over here. You said, will you cut that out? Don't talk to a girl like that. You got to be nice to them and romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Romantic? Yes. Well, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it means that you got to send them flowers and candy and all kinds of pretty things. Well, now, wait a minute. Are they going to pay for it? No. You don't ask the girl to pay for it. You have to pay for it. Wait a minute. You want me to pay for flowers and candy and did somebody die? No. Nobody died. It's customary. Customary? Oh, what are they smuggling, drugs? No. It's not. What is the matter with you? They're not smuggling. When you said customs, I thought maybe you meant those fellas down by the pier with the, you know, they walk around with the uniform. No. Now listen, George is coming over and he's going to give us some lessons. Now just be quiet and you might learn something about girls. All right, I'll be very quiet. Come in. All right, you boys. Now listen. Yeah, you see. Now, if you're married, now let me tell you something. I'm gonna show you how to get the girl. See. Now, if you're married, you just tell your wife. Now listen, honey. I gotta go out. my father had a heart attack. You know, you tell him you gotta go out. Your father had a heart attack, and they gave him the wrong medicine. Well, now wait a minute. You mean to tell me that? That's how you get out of the house? Well, sure. Because then she realizes that it's very serious and you might not come back all night long. Well, now wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You mean I tell her my father had a heart attack and I've got to go to him immediately? That's right. Well, what if she says, well, I'll go with you? I say, no. No, you can't go with me. Well, what are you going to do? How are you going to stop her? How are you going to keep her down on the farm? Well, you cut that out. Heart attack and she took the wrong medicine.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Uh-oh. I think my wife followed me here.
What?
She's come. Oh, hi, honey.
What are you doing here corrupting these boys?
Well, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah? Well, where's your... Where's your father with the heart attack? Where is he?
He's in the hospital.
Oh, yeah? Well, come on. Show me where it is.
Well, George, I think George the jig is up. Yeah, and George is down. George's jig is up.
Uh-oh. Don't you ever try anything like this again, you mope. Now get over here and get home.
Well, I guess the heart attack routine didn't work. You wanna try it with cornflakes? Get out of here. Cornflakes. All right, in a sight. Now, as we always say now, you know, we have to put a disclaimer. Don't try any of this at home.
That's right.
I mean, don't tell your wife that your father had a heart attack and you got to go out tonight. don't try it. You know, don't be like that fellow who sent me a letter, you know, when he didn't want to go to the dentist. Remember that one we did?
Yeah.
And he hooked up the string to the Johnny pump, see, and the... he tried to pull his tooth and he almost drowned. Woo! You got that out. All right, Inside Frolics. Is Louie on the line?
No, not yet. We have Lorraine hanging on. She's not.
Huh?
She didn't press the. Okay, wait. No, it's now. You know, it's. I think it's Lorraine's number. I'm not sure.
We have a caller.
Yes, we do.
All right, caller. You want to speak? Try to say something funny or stupid.
Hold on. I just
Does
lost the page.
Talk?
I hate this. I think so, but right now
Hold
I just there. Lost the page. Hang on, I lost the page. Hold on. Damn it.
You lost the what?
Phone is not working. Hold on.
All right, inner sight.
I can't get it. I'm going to get it in a second.
In the meantime, while you're...
I got it.
You got the call?
Yes, I do.
All right, in the sight live. Hello.
Hello.
Are you there, caller?
Yeah, hi.
Yes.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey.
Good. Oh, it's...
Oh, no.
Hey. Oh, no.
It's me.
I'm back.
Out of the wilderness.
Yes.
How you doing?
Wow.
I'm okay. It took me a long time to get here. You know, it was a long voyage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Were you on vacation?
Yeah, I went to Bermuda.
Oh, nice.
And Jamaica and, you know, the Bahamas. You know that song, Bermuda, Jamaica.
Suzanne,
you know,
quiet.
I don't know the words. But, no,
yeah.
We have to brighten up her night by singing her O Cecilia. You know, that's
Cecilia.
My...
Yeah, but not to have her keep interrupting. Boy, it's been... How long has it been since you've been on the called in on the show?
I don't know, maybe 2 years.
That long?
Yeah.
Two years?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. And you're still alive.
I'm still alive. The
oh,
only problem
that
I have is Yeah, the only problem I have is low B12 and low vitamin D, but, you know, I just need a booster and I'm fine, and now I just have to finish the vitamin D and I'm good to go.
The low B12?
Yeah.
Oh.
But, you know.
Is that what they told you?
Yeah, but other than that, I'm fine.
What did they give you? The biting buzzard wants to know if you take injections.
Yeah, I probably have injections. Yeah, you know, injections of honey, you know, keeps me alive, makes me sweet, makes the woman want me.
I hope they don't give you any laughing gas. Do you ever have laughing gas?
Oh yes, I had laughing gas so much it made me bend over and almost blew up the whole building. You know, it was like smoke coming out of a chimney. It was coming from me.
Yeah, yeah.
And nobody knew,
laughing,
you know.
Laughing gas from your ass.
Exactly. You know.
Well, did you hear about the guy, the redneck guy who wanted to go in the gas business for the cars, you know? All he did was stand behind the gas tank and start farting all the time.
Yeah, that's all you do. I wonder if he could, if he was able to produce cheaper gas like that. You know, we wouldn't have to get it from another country. We wouldn't have to depend on our president.
Yeah,
so much.
Right. Yeah. He said, and the cops came and said, "What are you doing, my fella?" He said, "Well, I'm helping the economy."
Yeah, that's all you do. You get, you know,
you
gas
know.
On reserve from him. Nice and easy. I think that's what we should all do. You know,
and he says, "Now, if you can bottle this gas, you know, put it on the market, and if everybody does it, you wouldn't have to import any gas."
Yeah,
well,
all you have to do is just eat beans, you know.
Yeah, they finally locked them up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They had to stop him from doing that, you know. But we know the more natural, organic way of getting gas, but nobody wants to do that.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to wait for the production of it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But
all right,
it's healthier.
We're so glad you're all right, you know.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying the show and having a great time.
Well, we missed you. Did you hear we did the honeymoon skit? Did you hear it?
Yes, I did.
With the bowling?
Yeah.
And we did the Lauren Hardy stupid thing with the... how to talk to girls.
Yeah.
That was kind of stupid. I heard something about that on a guy on the chat line. See, he said, go on YouTube... The teacher had to talk to girls, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh. See what kind of girls you can...
I don't know about that, but...
Yeah. I would... 842
New York. What?
If I found me a wife, I would have to find me a Josephine, you know? Somebody that knows how to cook good Italian meals and...
Wait a minute.
You know,
what'd you say if you found a wife? You'd have to find a wife with a guillotine? What?
I said a good Josephine, you know.
You want to lose your head or what?
Well, she might cut my head off if I make her cook too much, you know. You never know. She might,
guillotine you.
Maybe I'll go to another country and marry, you know, several women, and I'll find out which one cooks the best and... all that, you know, and I'll get a plate of food from each one of them, you know. One for lunch, one for dinner, and one for dinner the next night.
Passes the test.
You have a caller.
All right, in a sight. We're looking for Jimmy Dinigan, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, I think
Jimmy
we should put
love.
Out an APB for him.
Yeah.
Hey,
is Louie on the line?
No, and I think this guy just dropped, the guy or girl. He didn't want to be
wasn't
on the
Louis.
Show. Who knows?
Yeah.
No,
what did you say, Anthony?
I wonder if we offer a reward for him, what kind of tips we'd get and how much. you know.
Well, there is. There's a $5 reward for the whereabouts of Jimmy Dinigan, but people have to pay the postage. We're not going to pay the postage.
Yeah, well, we can't afford to pay the postage on SSI, you know.
Yeah.
Girlfriend puts us on a strict diet.
Let them pay the postage and
food ration during the Great
Depression. They gotta have evidence that it's Dinigan.
They can't just give us tips that that won't lead to anything.
Yeah.
We gotta call John Walsh or something like that.
No, I don't see Louis.
All right,
I have another caller here though.
Anthony, you want to listen? I'm going to do the Dinigan thing.
Sure, yeah.
All right, clear the board.
Yes, sir.
All aboard. Clear the board.
Okay, here goes.
All right, Inner Sight, and as you know, we have been searching for my old school chum, Jimmy Dinigan, now, and we're offering a hefty reward of $5. Yeah. So anybody with information, you know, go to the Inner Sight website, innersight.info, and send in a couple of bucks for the postage if you think you have information to the whereabouts of Dinigan. Now, recently, we received a phone call. You only hear this on Inner Sight, you know. We received a phone call from a little old lady from, but you know, she's not from Pasadena. Will you cut that out? Little old lady from someplace upstate New York who insists that she saw Dinigan. Now, all right, now here it is. Hello?
This is Mr. Dinigan from the Gertie. Gertie, yeah, I found Jimmy.
Oh, wait a minute. Your name is Gertie?
No, that's right. My name is Gertie.
Now, it's not Dirty Gertie, is it?
No, it's not Dirty Gertie. You no good. Don't call me Dirty.
Well, the name just fits. I don't know. Anyway. Gertie, just where about did you come across the remains of Dinigan?
No, it wasn't his remains, you stupid. He's still alive. Yeah, Dinigan's alive.
Oh, well, all right. Now, where was this?
This was upstate New York.
State New York, huh? Where about?
Up around, I don't know, Buffalo. Up around the Buffalo area.
Oh. Yeah. What was Jimmy doing?
Well, he was running. He was running. He was chasing a buffalo.
Chasing a buffalo. Wait a minute. There's no buffalo up there. It's Buffalo, New York. It's only a name.
Oh, no. This buffalo was really cool. Jimmy was chasing him.
Yeah, well, and now how do you know it was Dinigan?
Well, because he had no ass, and he was... He was running, and his shirt was all open up, and he's making funny noises.
Funny noises? What kind of noises?
Well, you know, like Dinigan did, you know?
Will you cut that out? Now, wait a minute. You saw Dinigan chasing a buffalo in Buffalo, New York. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I tried to stop him, but he was too fast for me. And he's all skinny. He's skin and bones. He's got the white hair.
And he was singing the Brill Cream song. The Brill Cream. You know, Brill Cream, a little dab do ya. Brill Cream, you look for that. Will you cut that out? Brill Cream song. Yeah, he said he had a girlfriend and they put the Brill Cream on. So he wouldn't look like a Brillo pad.
Brillo pad, Brill Cream. Are you serious? Did you really see Jimmy?
Yeah, give me the $5.
Give you the $5? Wait a minute. What are you gonna do with $5?
Well, I gotta go down to the bar.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You mean you were drunk when you saw Jimmy?
No, I wasn't drunk. I was sober when I saw Jimmy. And after I saw him, then I got drunk.
Oh, get out of here. Perverts out there.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to fool inner sight. You can't fool inner sight. We're too smart, see? Now, anybody out there who's real, you know, and then you, if you saw Jimmy, 850, by the way, New York, inner sight. If you saw Jimmy out there someplace, send us an email. Yeah. Inner sight. 1620@gmail.com. All right. And make sure you give us facts. We want facts. None of this phony stuff about buffaloes and chasing a buffalo and all that kind of stuff. All right. All right. Inner sight. Oh. Let's see. Brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty. Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. And if you want to learn how to get rid of your mother-in-law, I mean, wait a minute, who wrote this? Oh, yeah, you want to learn how to get rid of your mother-in-law in Spanish or English? Call David, not David, what's this guy's name? Fernandez. His name is, I forgot his first name. Call Fernandez. 631-445-3464. And go down to the class. And he'll teach you how to protect yourself. You know, Fernandez. Third Eye Insight. That's the name of the place. Third Eye Insight. Fernandez. Devin. Yeah, I knew I'd get that. Devin Fernandez. All right, Inner Sight. Once again, we want to apologize. The last two nights we got kicked off the air by the horrible blog that has no regards for this show, and I don't like it. No, don't like it at all. It's like when Jack Benny got up there and they were roasting Bob Hope, and Benny got up and he said Bob Hope is one of the nicest fellas you ever wanted to meet. And a lot of people are going to say a lot of good things about Bob tonight. But I'm not one of them. And he goes on and on and on. He says, one of the things that's so funny, he says, now Bob is the only one I know who had to bring cue cards on his wedding night. See? And his wife said to him, Bob, are you ready? You know, he didn't know what to say to her on his wedding night, and he read the cue card. He said, not now, dear, I have a headache. And his wife, Dolores, said, Bob, you're reading my card. All right. That was the Bob Hope, part of the Bob Hope roast that they did on, I guess it was the Dean Martin show. I don't know. But it was funny. The way Benny did it, you know, was even funnier. All right, Inner Sight, hopefully this week we can get all our shows in, blog. Otherwise, the hammer is going to come down on you. And it's the money hammer, which means that I'm going to choke off the money from Blog Talk Radio. Blog is in no position to choke me. I'm going to choke them.
Well, be mindful of one thing. They have a... Oh, goodness, I forgot. Anyway, that's about it.
What?
I forgot.
What the hell are you talking about?
Don't worry, I forgot what I was going to say.
Ugh. Oh, stupid. Well, at least you said something stupid. All right. So, I'm gonna choke the blog if they boot our show one more time. I'm determined to choke them. See? And that means they're not going to get the money.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
beware, blog. Inner Sight. And,
I remember what I was going to say. You have to watch out for how many people call in, and they, you know, it's not a lot of people that they give you on the three, and they only give you three of the, what is that called, the audio clips that we have to do. Say, Laurel and Hardy, you'll only get three audio clips, and you have to decide which one you want. And that's it. They cut you off.
I want them all.
All
right.
Anything
inside.
I put up.
Hope you had a little whacked up fun. I want to thank all our callers, listeners. Hey, give me a number of listeners. Can you find it?
Yeah, hold on. Let me try to get it fast.
How many people?
It's coming up slow.
Even with
okay.
The show that we're covering.
122,806.
Yeah, well, it should be higher. We got cut off two shows.
Yeah, I know. But it was in the
122,806.
Correct. Still stay.
All right, Inner Sight. We'll be with you Monday night, Matt or Glad. Tuesday is supposed to be open mic. Wednesday, hopefully, we can get our nursing home show in. We didn't have it this week. And Thursday, a subject, that's if the blog doesn't cut us off. That's the week.
Correct.
All right, we missed two shows this week.
It is horrible.
Because of the stupid, idiotic blog. And I'm not happy.
I don't blame you.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Hotline. Thank you so much, everybody. Be safe out there. Inner Sight around the world. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.